This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The clerk and recorder for Mesa County, Republican Tina Peters, was arrested Tuesday as police were investigating whether she filmed a court hearing without permission and lied to the judge about it, CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Tina Peters' arrest is not related to the separate ongoing investigation into whether she participated in a potential election security breach. Instead, officers were trying to seize her iPad to look for evidence that Peters recorded a criminal court hearing involving one of her employees against the judge's direct orders and then lied about it. A witness shared a video of her arrest with 9 News. It shows Peters trying to pull away from officers.
Let go of me! Give me my teeth! Oh, stop it!
It's unclear what charges Peters may face from her encounter with the officers. If Peters did lie about recording the hearing, she could be charged with attempting to influence a public servant. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's housing crunch is creating unusual political alliances in the state legislature. On Tuesday, Democratic State Senator Julie Gonzalez gave her support to a Republican proposal that would ban cities from anti-growth limits on residential development.
This is not a party issue. This is something that we're all grappling with as Coloradans.
The proposal would not affect existing growth limits in cities including Boulder, Golden, and Lakewood. The group that represents Colorado City says it will ask members whether to oppose or accept the bill. The man accused of threatening violence at the University of Colorado earlier this month had a history of bad behavior at 3 other universities. The Associated Press reports students at Duke, Cornell, and UCLA allege negligence by the schools for letting Matthew Harris teach, despite reports of concerning behavior. The students accuse Harris of harassing women and other misconduct. Harris did not speak during a court appearance yesterday. Another hearing is set for the end of this month. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.